From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Longtime Greene County Council of the Arts Executive Director Kay Stammer will retire at the end of June, according to a statement released by the council on February 12th. The council staff and board of directors is asking for the public's support and participation during the transition, Stammer said. She said, and I quote, "Your Arts Council is now taking the next step forward and requires new leadership. Thank you for sharing this amazing experience, the journey of the season, and for allowing me to make a difference in our communities," end quote. Stammer was a founding member of the council and was named executive director in August of 1978. She declined to comment further on her decision to step down. Council Board President David Slutsky has stepped in to serve as board chairman and Bill Dane as council president. Council is in the process of expanding its services to Columbia and Schoharie counties and is seeking board members from those areas. The board is currently in the early stages of its search for a new executive director. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Jeff Collins, a Woodstock resident and founder of the Hudson Valley Sudbury School, has announced he will seek the 46th Senate District seat. Collins, 56, is the first Democrat to announce a bid for the seat currently held by Senator George Amador. The Rotterdam Republican first was elected in November 2014 and is now serving his second two-year term. The district is comprised of Greene and Montgomery counties and part of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. In a statement released February 12th, Collins said he is running because, and I quote, "the current legislative agenda of the state Senate does not reflect the desires of most New Yorkers," end quote. Collins has taken progressive positions on health care, climate change, and the legislation of marijuana. He holds a degree in computer science from Cornell University and has lived in Woodstock since 1999. Amador's office said the senator has not made a formal campaign announcement, but, and I quote, "fully intends on running for re-election," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union. State education leaders hope to have a new system in place for evaluating New York's nearly 222,000 classroom teachers by the fall of 2019, according to a plan unveiled by the State Education Department on February 12th. The department invited public school teachers, leaders, and administrators in a survey last week to provide feedback on changes they would like to see to the state's current evaluation system. New York State's United Teachers, the statewide union that represents those teachers, is encouraging its members to opt out of the surveys, saying it rejects the idea of any kind of statewide evaluation system and wants the process returned to local control. The department will convene work groups representing teachers and other stakeholders to gather and collect feedback and come up with recommended revisions to the evaluation system by this fall. The recommendations would then go out to the public for feedback, and a final set would be presented to the Board of Regents in the spring of 2019. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Newly declared candidate in the upcoming 102nd Assembly District special election, Adrian O'Connor of Durham, opened his campaign headquarters on February 12th on Main Street in Catskill. Democrat O'Connor, minority leader of the Greene County Legislature, is facing off against Schoharie Town Supervisor Republican Christopher Tague in the April 24th special election, just 10 weeks away. O'Connor, 29, is running to fill the vacancy left by the appointment of Republican Pete Lopez to the EPA in October. O'Connor said, and I quote, "We only have 71 days until the election, so it's a short runway. It is better this way, actually. We can focus on the grassroots efforts. We are going to run this campaign the old school way by meeting people and talking about the issues. That is the way it should always be done," end quote. O'Connor promised, if elected, to address the lack of internet access in Greene and Columbia counties and the opioid epidemic that plagues communities statewide. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 32 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, partly sunny with a temperature high around 44 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow. It will be mostly cloudy on Thursday night with a low of 35 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:24 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 40 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 13th day of February 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.